we have already heard the sleeping verse and dreaming verse, which is one of the most often repeated comparisons in the Bhagavatam. We counted 4,000 times dream is given as a comparison in the database. It's one of the few verses that's repeated verbatim. So that was 49. It included a discussion of astrology, and today we have a counting verse where we count how many hands and eyes and other things we have and see, try to find who are we. Text 50. Panchavi kurute svartan, panchavi kurute svartan, panchave datta panchavi, ekastu shudashena trin, svayam saptadashoshnute, panchavi, with the five working senses. Voice, arms, legs, anus and genitals. Kurute, performs. Svaartan, his desired interests. Pancha, the five objects of the senses. Sound, form, touch, aroma and taste. Veda, nose. Atha, thus. Panchabhi, by the five senses of perception. Hearing, seeing, smelling. Tasting and feeling. Eka, the one. Tu, but. Shodashena, by these 15 items and the mind. Trin, the three categories of experience. So, who would guess how they are translated if you didn't see three categories of experience? So, three categories you can obviously guess as the three modes, but Prabhupada translates them as happiness, distress, and a mixture of both. Svayam, yeah, please repeat. Happiness, distress, and a mixture of both. Svayam, he, the living entity himself. Saptadasha, the 17th item. Ashnute, enjoys. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Above this, the five senses of perception, the five working senses and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. Hare Krishna. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed. Much enjoyment. Happy, distressful, and mixed. So, the Sanskrit is very interesting. It says, with the five, with another five. The one, by these 16th, the three, the 17th himself enjoys. So it's the classic pastime. They like to count things. Everything is well counted, which is also proper. Yeah? Good bookkeeping saves money and saves time. If you count things, keep a good count. How many legs do we have? How many objects we have? Can save time from being wasted by understanding where am I? Who am I? Purport. Everyone engages in work with his hands, legs, and other senses just to achieve a certain goal according to his concocted ideas. One tries to enjoy the five sense objects, namely form, sound, taste, aroma, and touch, not knowing the actual goal of life, which is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. Because of disobeying the Supreme Lord, one is put into material conditions, and he then tries to improve his situation in a concocted way, not desiring to follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Nevertheless, the Supreme Lord is so kind that he comes himself to instruct the bewildered living entity how to act obediently and then gradually return home, back to Godhead, where he can attain an eternal peaceful life of bliss and knowledge. The living entity has a body, which is a very complicated combination of the material elements, and with this body, he struggles alone, as indicated in this verse by the words ekastu. For example, if one is struggling in the ocean, he must swim through it alone. Although many other men in aquatics are swimming in the ocean, he must take care of himself because no one else will help him. Therefore, this verse indicates that the 17th item, the soul, so dear 17th items in the covering of the 16 items, the 17th item, the soul, must work alone. Although he tries to create society, friendship, and love, no one will be able to help him but Krishna, the Supreme Lord. Therefore, his only concern should be how to satisfy Krishna. That is also what Krishna wants. Sarvadharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam raja. People, bewildered by material conditions, try to be united, but although they strive for unity among men and nations, all their attempts are futile. Everyone must struggle alone for existence with the many elements of nature. Therefore, one's only hope, as Krishna advises, is to surrender to him. For he can help one become free from the ocean of nations. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore prayed, Ainandatanujakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budau kripaya tava pada pankaja sthitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. O Krishna, beloved son of Nanda Maharaj, I am your eternal servant, and somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of nations. And although I am struggling very hard, there is no way I can save myself. If you kindly pick me up and fix me as one of the particles of dust at your lotus feet, that will save me. I think this is a different translation from the usual one. Is it? A little, the second part especially. In a similar way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur sang, Anadikarama pale padibavarna vajale taribarina deki upai. My dear Lord, I cannot remember when I somehow or other fell into this ocean of nations, and now I can find no way to rescue myself. We should remember that everyone is responsible for his own life. If an individual becomes a pure devotee of Krishna, he is then delivered from the ocean of nations. So again, our counting Anybody remembers a Slovenian childhood counting verse? Eeny, meeny, mama, mo. Or do you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5? So that's Sankhya Yoga. not the arm and not the hand, not the leg and not the head. I am actually the soul. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I am not any of these. I am 17. So it's just what's happening. So panchabi kurute svarthan pancha vidattha panchabi ekastu shodashana trin svayam saptata shoshnute. Above the five senses of perception, the five working senses, and the five objects of the senses is the mind, which is the 16th element. Above the mind is the 17th element, the soul, the living being himself, who, in cooperation with the other 16, enjoys the material world alone. The living being enjoys three kinds of situations, namely happy, distressful, and mixed. Om Agnati Mirandasya Agnanjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmanitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namah Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Padidanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namah Yasya Vrasadadag Yovi Sadhyak Sarva Gitam Rajed Sashi Chaitanya Devame Bhagavan Samprasidatu Maishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto me. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Do you translate it? Yes. Another one from Chaitanya Charitamrita, relevant to this verse and purport. Tam Shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagad Gurum Yasyanu Kampaya Shapi Mahabdim Santaretsukam. I offer my respectful obeisances to Jagad Guru Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose grace even a little dog can cross a great ocean happily and easily. So Prabhupada says you cannot, and Krishna Kaviraj Goswami, yes, unless Krishna. I mean, Krishna also says it. Prabhupada also says if Krishna helps you, you can. Another one about a different kind of ocean. Vaigunya kita kalita paisunya vranapidita danyalaveni magnaham chaitanya vaidyamashraye. I am bitten by insects of my bad qualities. And I am burning, tortured by the wounds of enviousness. You know, the boils of enviousness. So therefore I immerse myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyam Ashraya. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. There is an eternal conflict between the one and the many. Interests of a single person and the interest of a community or community of communities. So should we spend the country's money, all the country's money for the capital? Like, for example, in the Russian Federation, 96% of all the money in the country is in Moscow. Something like 3 or 4% are in St. Petersburg, and the rest of this gigantic country, which is almost the size of the whole Africa, not as big as it looks on the map, because the map stretches it much, like 3 times bigger than it is, but almost like Africa, a little lesser than Africa. It gets hardly 1% or less. And because all the money is pumped into one city. So do people agree that this community enjoys more than everybody else? Or do people say, no, we are a federation, we will leave money here, or the countries. So how do we spread the wealth between the countries or the different parts of the society? How much do the merchants get? How much do the kings get? How much do the priests get? How much do the monks get? Yeah, so Ravindra Swarup Prabhu says this is the European history. So first the priests take too much and sell God's mercy, indulgences. Yeah, indulgences that anything goes. You just pay us some money so we can live comfortably, and then you can do any damn thing. And then that's why you have the Reformation. So therefore the kings, they reject them. Of course, the first king who rejected was motivated, but he was only using religion for his own purposes. George the Eighth was his name, right? In the other ones, some were driven politically, some religiously. But again, they reject the priests, but they overexploit the Vaishyas. Then the Vaishyas rebel and cut off the head of the king in England, Charles the First. In Paris, whose head did they cut off? I think several heads they cut off. Louis the 16th, and Antoinette, what's her name? Forgot. Marie Antoinette, yeah? So also, they just cut off the head because of overexploitation. But then the Vaishyas overexploit the Shudras. So then the Shudras explode and kill most of the Vaishyas. Yes, and then they have nothing to eat for half a century because no Vaishyas, no food. So interests of one and many, of one part against the other parts, or the interest of the soul as compared to the interest of the society. So even in our society, in ISKCON, or in the Bhagavad Gita, you can see this is the conflict. The spiritual interest as opposed to the social interest. So even in our society, ISKCON, that's the conflict. Social interests as a society. So as a social interest, as a society, we want to have some clear rules and everything organized very nicely. And most of the time, it seems to be the same as spiritual interest, but sometimes no, sometimes not. So therefore, we see the whole Bhagavad Gita is based on this contradiction between the social interest of Arjuna and the spiritual interest. At least Arjuna thinks there is a conflict. Arjuna thinks that my spiritual interest is to not fight, not go to fight. He thinks there is a conflict. And Krishna has to explain that it doesn't matter whether you fight or don't fight, it will not improve your spiritual development. Your spiritual development is not in the position in a society, but in your motives, how you act. So that's what we do again and again. Again and again, we try to reduce spiritual life to the social life. You think that spiritual life is I have this part in the society, and then my spiritual life will blossom, and we get whatever position in the society we think will help us blossom, and then we don't blossom spiritually. We stagnate or something, or we blossom and then and then it stops. So in the Gita, Krishna says, in the second chapter, one who thinks he can kill or be killed is in illusion. So then it sounds like a very good verse to learn for all the mafiosi, right? You just learn one verse and police stops you, you show them, look, it's, God says, if you think you can kill or be killed, that's an illusion. And Krishna even says, if you make somebody kill somebody, it's very, you know, very advanced. Not just kill, but also arrange for somebody to be killed, like the real mafiosi do. The hire the mafia bosses. They just hire somebody, right? So Krishna also includes that too, huh? Hitman, yeah, the hitman. And Krishna says, yeah, that's also, you cannot kill or have somebody killed. It doesn't happen. So, and you can see they actually do this. In Nuremberg process, you can see that several of the Nazi leaders, that they invoked this argument. They said, I was just following my duty. I was told to do this, and I just did it the best I could. The one who created the, I think, gas chambers and the concentration camps said, look, I'm just a doctor, and I was given the task, and I organized it in the best possible way. I just was following my duty. Yes. So why are you... Of course, he was hanged anyway. It didn't help him. And of course, the most important point from there is that not just the doctor, but this Julius Streicher, the one who was who was the editor, chief editor of Der Stürmer, the newspaper, which was pushing everybody kill this nation and fight. He was also hanged. Plus the diplomat Ribbentrop. Right? Ribbentrop was there. Foreign minister, right? Ribbentrop. But many of them, they said, oh, I was just an instrument in the hands of God, which is even correct in terms of like the big scheme, big plan. Even the Jewish nation, they call it Holocaust. And Holocaust, it has become a political designations, but Holocaust in Judaism means a sacrifice of a whole, of a complete burning, where you burn the animal completely, fully. That's the technical term from Judaism, also Christianity and Islam from the Old Testament, all the Abrahamic religion. That's a sacrifice. It means a sacrifice, like complete sacrifice, where you burn everything. So that's how they themselves called their extermination, which, you know, where they say 6 million or whatever it was were burnt or exterminated. So they themselves call it as a sacrifice, and Swachinandan Swami says that some of his relatives was. In SS and in the concentration camp, they were wondering why in the gas chambers they often see a butterfly. Butterfly. Yeah. Gosh, I keep forgetting. What's the... Tovashi panchata, tovashi shigornita, aikijai. Metul, papillon, schmetterling, what other do you know? In Ukraine? Kako? Schmetterling. Kako?
Mariposa.
Papillon. In Ukrainian, metallic. In Russian, babochka. What else then? Anyway, I mean, do you like the butterflies? Do you like the caterpillars?
No.
It's the same creature. That's a butterfly in childhood. That's a caterpillar. It oftentimes seems disgusting. Ah, caterpillar. Oh, gosenica. Yeah? Gosenica? So they found many butterflies on the walls in these gas chambers, so they were surprised. But many of these Jews, especially these East European Jews, they were Hasids, they were mystics. So for them it was the idea of, again, sacrifice and rebirth. That you die as a caterpillar, but you will be reborn, or death of a caterpillar means the birth of a butterfly. Yeah, so you die as this ugly whatever thing, but you are born as a spiritual, you act as a spiritual being. So this is the even themselves they discuss it, but that's how they designate it. Sacrifice, rebirth, at least it's the official term, Holocaust. Holocaust means a sacrifice, a religious sacrifice. So that's how they see it. So Ramanujacharya says that, does it mean that it's a license to act in such a bad way? So he says, no, please be careful. Don't make this mistake. In philosophy, even today, you will see that in philosophy there are separate parts. There is metaphysics and there is ethics. One is describing what are the parts of reality. Yeah? So five acting senses, five senses of perception, and you are the soul and you are not this body. So if you are not this body, can I punch you in the nose? You are not this body. Or can I go and steal your soap? You're not this body. Everything belongs to Krishna. So what's the, Krishna says one who thinks he can kill is an illusion. Actually, nobody can kill or be killed. So Ramanujacharya says, no. Please be careful. This is a metaphysical description. So again, this is for us to not identify with a caterpillar. Oh, such a nice caterpillar. 78 legs. Or these, suck pods, or, because they can climb on leaves and nice eyes with green color. No, this is a caterpillar. Actually, we are. who are we? That's the question. So we are the soul, we are different. And ethics is a separate section of the philosophy, which is how do you act? So understanding you are not these five, and another five, and another one, that means that you can demand less enjoyment for yourself and less control for yourself. And you can try to give the best benefit to others. You can try to give the highest benefit, because everybody is a soul. So therefore also that means that you are trying to give Krishna consciousness to others. If they can accept it, that's the best. Okay, if they cannot, it will give them medanyak and sozitsa. And if they think that sozitsa, that sounds sad, you say, now we have sweet sozitsa. These are tears of joy. So don't worry. If you are sad, here's salty sozitsa. If you are joyful, here's sweet sozitsa. you can give them like this, and then they can gradually begin. That's how very often people are converted. Some of us are philosophical, so we can get converted by philosophy, but so many devotees got converted just by kindness of devotees. I know one very good devotee who was a policeman, and also very harsh part of police, not just any policeman, but something like riot police, very harsh kind of police, riot police. And he became a very sweet devotee, a very sweet devotee. How did it happen? Because there was some devotee who was living nearby, so when he was studying, then he would come and he said, can I use your kitchen? And so, sounded okay, neighbor student and something, so okay, you can use the kitchen. So then he cooks the samosas. And he cooks the samosas, and he says, I have one samosa for you and for your wife. And he gives the samosa, and the wife was telling How many samosas should I give you? Two? No, I will give you one. And she thought, my God, she's greedy. He doesn't even want to give me two samosas, only one samosa. But then when she gets it, it's a samosa like, you know, like a zeppelin or bigger than the plate. And then, oh, okay. Gigantic samosas. And then the next day and the next day and the next day, he's feeding them samosas. And good samosas too. Not just any samosas. If I cook them samosas, they would probably run away from, they would probably in the night secretly move to another location, change the university or something, or surrender to Krishna. But every day he was feeding them samosas, and in half a year they became devotees. They thought, these guys look like good people. So they became devotees. So, metaphysical is to help us to practice proper ethical interactions. Also, you can see, this is an eternal neophyte problem. We mix the metaphysical and the social, or metaphysical and the ethical. we see that Srila Prabhupada oftentimes writes such harsh things. Like he calls people fools and rascals. And for teenagers, you know, you find somebody calls everybody fools and rascals. Yes, that's correct. Everybody's a fool and a rascal. You know, that's exactly what I think already. So you sometimes misuse it, you know, fools and rascals. So again, in the Veda base, 5,000 times rascal is used and another 5,000 times rascals is used. It's like one of the champions. But how does Prabhupada use it? So you can see he's. So that's why it's so important to listen to the recordings, because Prabhupada, when he says rascals, he says it with compassion. These fools and rascals. Whenever he speaks about hell, he says, these fools and rascals, they're heading for hell. They're going to hell. Please help stop them. Please help save them. So that's how Prabhupada is using hell for fools and rascals in a compassionate way. So Prabhupada, in his interactions, you can see everybody appreciated how Srila Prabhupada was a perfect gentleman in his interactions. And he was able to inspire everybody. So, for example, Brahmananda's and Gargamuni's parents, they said what they did. They ground meat. They took meat powder and put it secretly into their soup. So that, and then after they ate the soup, they said, aha, you have eaten meat. So now drop your Hare Krishna, come back home. You know, so it was really nasty, right? From their point of view. It's not nice. But when Brahmananda's mother comes, then Prabhupada says, offer obeisances to your mother. And then he says, Madam, thank you very much for such a wonderful son. We say son takes after the mother, so you must be a very wonderful lady because your son is such a nice person. She's charmed, even though she did some things which we do not consider nice. But you can see how Srila Prabhupada didn't say, "Ah, you demon!" No, he says, Brahmananda, stand up, go offer obeisances to your mother. Which nobody ever does in the material society. Even in India, they don't do the, like, panchanga pranam. They touch the feet, but not the actual obeisances. When I joined, I was trying to do this to my parents, which was very embarrassing for everybody. I was not used, and they said, what are you doing? It's weird. Stop it. But Prabhupada told, you know, you offer obeisances to your mother. So that's why we need proper parampara. That's why we need culture, and also good systematic study. So we do not mix the two parts. Metaphysical is to have the proper mood. Detachment and the basis for the best action for helping everybody in this world and not creating unnecessary enemies with other people in this world, and then we can have a paradise in our community and around our communities, and that's a problem again. That's a big problem, because if you have paradise, we think, yeah, that's it, success, I can stop chanting, because paradise is here. So nice, we are smiling, everything is good, everything is enjoyable. So then again, we have to read 5, with the 5, over 5, and the 16th, but I'm none of these, I'm the 17th. Uh-huh, okay. So, I'm separate. So combining these two is why yoga is so tricky, is so secret, because externally, socially, you act in a very pleasant way, but internally, you are well-wishing but detached. Well-wishing but detached. Then so many good things are coming, paradise is coming, and you are not falling for paradise. You want more, or different, or you want spirit. So Bhagavatam is training us. Bhagavatam is training us. So, again, coming back one verse, would you like to have, like, the whole life to have a beautiful, pleasant dream from year 1 to year 101. A dream, the whole life, a beautiful dream. About paradise and butterflies and good food and relationships and everything. Or would you prefer to be awake, and actually do maybe not something so paradisical, but actual, real. yeah, no need to make the dream we are in into a nightmare. Yeah, no need to help others suffer. That's automatic. You don't have to help others to suffer. No necessity for that. But also no need to become attached to the temporary. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Questions, comments, points?
Yeah, when we were talking about Bhagavad Gita, Jews had bad karma that they had to suffer in that way, as they did. I mean, it was like a...
All of us have bad karma, and yeah. All of us can, I mean, have all the suffering.
Like religion or community, but or whatever.
No, not necessarily. I mean,
this common karma.
This is a very common problem with the westernized acceptance of karma, that... again, karma is a metaphysical concept, and social, ethical prescription is mercy. So it doesn't matter how bad karma somebody's karma is. We are trying to make their lives better. You can see that social and ethical direction is to always improve everybody's situation. Mercy is the first leg of religion. It's one of the four legs of religion, mercy. Not justice. You will not find justice as any of the legs of religion. Punishment. No. It's a misconception. It's mercy. It's mercy. And mercy means it's unjust. Mercy means you give more than they deserve. And this is what we would like to get for ourselves. What would you like, justice or mercy for yourself? He wants mercy. He doesn't want justice. He have some exculpatory circumstances. Exculpatory? How do you translate this? Some excuse, something that justifies us, something that relieves the... Oh, but I was tired. Oh, but I was hungry. Oh, but I didn't know. Or, you know, some exculpatory... Something that reduces my... reduces my guilt. my fault. So mercy. So that's Vedic society. And when we take karma separately, then, you know, we can say anything is karma. That I'm taking away, I will take somebody's wallet and I say, that's his karma. You know, that happened, that's his karma, right? But I can actually, I will be punished anyway. But even can be his karma, but every one of us carries a mountain of bad karma from our millions of lives here. So the task of a civilized society is that every member becomes a channel of mercy and not of bad karma. There's enough channels for bad karma without us. There will be many people who will agree to be channels of bad karma. And if not people, then something. Yeah, suffering will find a way. And even that is not necessary. You can replace karmic suffering with your austerity. Tapasya, sadhana and everything. Replace it, burn it with your tapasya. And even better, with surrender. Just spiritual life, and then bad karma is burnt. It's finished. Okay. All right. Dear 17th, good luck with your 16. And let's be merciful to the 16 elements of each other, but not forget the 17th element, which we truly are, all of us. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much.